on Sunday mornings, we look at something in Baptist history. We look at a man this morning, a pastor, James Coleman in Kentucky. And Elder James Coleman was known as the old war horse for good reason. He refused to, he refused calls to large city churches. He was very prominent in Kentucky in the small rural areas, and he wished to remain in the hill country to do the work of as a pastor and evangelist. And I don't know if any of you know, I was to tell a story this morning about him and a humorous part of his life, but if any of you know the name Wayne Thompson, he was the pastor of, Dr. Thompson was the pastor of Ingleside Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia. He's recently passed away, but he was what I would consider, and I'm biased because I sat under him as a student, but as to be the premier Baptist historian of our day. And he actually co-authored the Baptist history books that we have in the This Day in Baptist History. Those books, he co-authored those with Dr. Cummins. And after I got out of school, I was in Virginia for 3 years, and Dr. Thompson, I got to know him there. And he loved this story, is why I think of him. And boy, he could tell a story. And he knew especially Virginia Baptist history, and just an unbelievable historian. And the stories that he unearthed, and actually went out and uncovered many mysterious or unknown things that we didn't even know about the Baptists in New England. And anyway, I tell you this. I tell you that because of I can hear him telling the story. He loved this story, but the. And I won't be able to tell it anywhere near like he did, but Pastor James Coleman, who we're talking about, he was born in January of 1827. He was saved early in his life, and his great-grandparents had come to America from Germany, and so there have been several generations even that early in our country's history, and they had become Baptists and taken on Baptist convictions upon coming to America, because as they read the Luther's translation of the Bible, of course, the Greek translate baptize, baptizo, and the German taufen, which in German means immersion, they knew that this is what the Bible taught. So they became Baptists, and the man we're talking a story about, James, was born there in 1827. He was saved at about age 11, and he united with the Beaver Dam Baptist Church there in Kentucky. When he God called him to preach, but he pushed that call aside, and he was drawn to other things, politics, and he became the sheriff of the local city. And but then he was at a revival meeting one evening, and God really convicted his heart about that call. It burned his heart, and he resigned his office as sheriff, and he began preaching as God had called him to do, and really began preaching with great power. It is said, his biographers say, that from his very first efforts, there were conversions every time he preached. And God really used him in starting many churches. He was a pastor evangelist, because that was actually the Wild West, Kentucky, at that time. And so it was a very rough area, and there were not many pastors for the churches that were started. So he was pastor of several churches and an evangelist through that area. But the event that I want to tell you, which is a funny event, was... He had a very gifted mind and very eloquent tongue, and he loved to debate both unbelievers and believers on issues in the Bible. And this one time, he was asked to debate the subject of believers' immersion with a Methodist pastor, a pastor named William Caskey. And now, in the Methodists and even the Presbyterians, even today, they take their reasoning or their excuse for infant baptism from several places in the Bible that talk about, well, maybe the most prominent one, maybe the first one, is Lydia in Acts chapter 16. After Paul led her to the Lord, the Bible comments that Lydia and her household were baptized. And so the baby baptizers always assume that when the Bible says household, that meant there were babies in the household. Now that's all they do. That's called the household baptism theory. And actually, I was talking to a Presbyterian lady not too long ago, and about baptism and infant baptism. And the first thing she said was, "Well, in the Bible, they teach that, you know, household baptism, and that included babies." So that's complete inference on their part. But that's where they get their doctrine of baby baptism, at least part of it. And so he knew that in this debate, he was going to debate this man on believers' immersion, and he knew that this would be the prominent argument, and so he planned to meet the problem with the same approach, and that is inference. And so the debate began, and Caskey, he argued, as expected, that since the households were baptized by the apostles, it's only reasonable to assume or to infer that infants were a part of that, and that infant baptism is therefore taught in Scripture. And then Elder Coleman went to the pulpit, and he began his argument. And he said this. He said, "I am surprised at Brother Caskey's limited information concerning Lydia's household. He has inferred that Lydia had children under the age of accountability and that therefore these children were baptized. I am surprised, sir, I'm shocked that you do not know that Lydia was a widow and a traveling cloth merchant and that she never had but one child, and that was a daughter who married a red-headed, one-eyed shoemaker and moved off to Damascus, and had not been seen at home for years, and that her household really just consisted of herself and her servants who assisted her in her business. I am surprised, sir, that you did not know this." Well, Caskey is taken back. He didn't know what to do. You know, he was confused, and he spoke out, and he said, "Dr. Coleman, how do you know what you have just said?" And he said, and Dr. Thompson used to say, in his lion-like, firm voice, he yelled out the reply, "I inferred it, sir, just like you inferred that there were children in the household." And he said the audience just broke into laughter. And he said, for all intents and purposes, the debate was over. Dr. Thompson tells a story. He said, you know, what happened as part of that, as a result of that debate? Well, that minister, Pastor Caskey, who was a Methodist minister, he became a Baptist ultimately because he realized that it was folly what he was reading in the Scripture, what he thought he was reading in the Scripture. And then the supervisor of the Methodist church in that area who was at the debate, he later took on Baptist convictions and became a very very prominent preacher in Missouri and the far west. And so, you know, you've heard preacher talk about in his early days here. He enjoyed debating, creationism and evolution with maybe saved and unsaved people. And so God uses these methods. And I just want to tell that story this morning. And I can hear Pastor Thompson telling that story. He loved that story. But, you know, I need to thank the Lord for this. And God's word, as it goes out, recently there was a great debate that many of us were interested in between an evolutionist and a creationist. And, you know, it is a format where we can get the gospel very clearly, get God's word to those that normally may not darken the door of a church and hear those principles from God's word. So I want to thank the Lord this morning for this man and this story from his life. All right, if you'll come, we'll take our offering. And if you'll follow along, the offertory this morning goes right along with our verse, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God."